everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, March 25th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. You just heard the commercial from Royal Tire over in Petoskey. You need to go see Eric Frisky and his great team, his salespeople, his mechanics. Great spring sale opportunity coming up. Even able to get financing for you if necessary. Get a spring checkup on your vehicle. Have them look at the brakes. Have them look at the battery. Have them look at the antifreeze, as well as your tires and wheels. Now, I'm getting ready to switch over on Miss Vicky's Jeep. We're going to go from the you heard the commercial, the Michelin LTX Defender mud and snow tire, the second generation, number two. We're getting ready to take those original Jeep wheels off with the Michelin Defenders and replace them with some wheels I found that were on sale. I got the wheels for the summer. These are kind of an upgraded high black glossy brushed aluminum type wheel for summer, and we're putting a set of the summer tires on. There's Michelins out there for the summer that don't have quite as aggressive tread on them for ice, snow, winter driving like the Defenders. Love the Defenders on the Yukon, but on the Jeep, I want to get a little better mileage, cut down on the tread, the aggressive tread that the Defenders have, the LTXs, and go to a smoother riding summer tread. Don't have to worry about it, because as soon as it starts getting bad weather in the fall, I'll just take the Jeep's original wheels with the Defenders on them, the Michelin Defenders LTXs, and have them bolted on the car. We're good to go. I found that by having an extra set of wheels for the summer with summer tires, as well as the original Jeep wheel or your original vehicle's wheel with a more aggressive winter snow ice tire, I went 7 years on another vehicle a few years ago, rotating, storing the winter tires in the summer, driving the summer tires 5,000, 6,000, 7,000, 8,000 miles, whatever, during the summer, and then switching back, stored the summer tires in the winter and put the winter wheels and tires back on 8,000, 10,000, 12,000 miles during the winter time. I went 7 years without having to buy tires, because you're switching them back and you don't need a real aggressive all season tire in the summer. Sometimes they're maybe a pinch little louder than a smaller thin tread summer tire. You get better gas mileage in the summer because they roll easier down the road. So definitely go over and talk to Eric, talk to his sales guys, and get educated about this, because they do offer financing. If you qualify, you can get a 0% interest credit card to buy wheels and tires for the summer. Get a spring checkup, have them look at your battery, have them look at your brakes, the rotors, the pads, all of it, and tell them Trucker Randy sent you. Because spring is coming. Trust me, the Tigers start playing baseball in L.A. Dodgers on Thursday. And then there will be opening day here on April 4th next week. So definitely, definitely, definitely want to get a spring checkup of your vehicle. And again, just tell them Trucker Randy sent you, and they'll do that for free. And tell you what needs to be done for your vehicle. Show you some wheel options, show you some summer tire options, and get it financed for you, get you ready to go. So once the snow breaks, they're going to be busy. People are going to be taking off the winter tires, putting on the summer tires. You guys need to get down there as soon as possible this week, and definitely, definitely see what your options are and get your spring tune-up. Check out what's going on. Even if it's just a matter of filling up the antifreeze properly and maybe a new set of wiper blades. So tell them Trucker Randy sent you, and they'll take care of you. One of the things that I found out when I filed for 2022, when I ran for state senate, is that when they passed the expansion of years of service when it came to term limits, they also passed part of the constitutional amendment was people running for office, people serving in office, have to disclose their financial information. Well, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson wants clarification. She's requested from our Attorney General, Dana Nessel, a legal opinion on specific issues when it comes to financial disclosure reporting. Benson's March 4th letter 3 weeks ago today was received by MERS News Service from FOIA Services of Michigan when they asked three specific questions about the application of the Public Officers Financial Disclosure Act, MCL 15.701, as well as the Candidates for Office Financial Disclosure Act, MCL 169.301. Both statutes represents the minimum expectation of transparency as it relates to financial disclosure records. Each statute specifically defines the, quote, candidate for office regarding state representatives, state senators, attorney general, secretary of state, governor, and lieutenant governor. Benson asked for an opinion on whether those two specific statutes, which were enacted at the same time, meant that candidates, people that are announced candidates running for office, are they required to file the same disclosure records as public officers? People already elected, people running for re-election. Is there a difference between the two? In Benson's letter, it reads, quote, "It is not clear whether the same determination would be made for candidates for whom there is no corresponding constitutional provision," end quote, was Jocelyn Benson's letter to the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. Benson, in her letter, also wants an opinion on whether the value of assets and liabilities must be disclosed and which, if any, are exempt. Now, it's kind of interesting that our Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, who is already an announced candidate for governor on the Democrat side, is wanting clarification of this. Because herself as a candidate, she may be subject to these answers, as well as her opponents, Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist, for example, Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson, Marnie Sawicki, recently moving back to Michigan, announced that she is going to be a candidate on the Democrat ticket as well. Then what about the Republicans? State Senator Eric Nesbitt, Minority Leader in the Senate, former Attorney General Mike Cox, Kevin Rinke's thinking about it, Tudor Dixon is thinking about it, others are thinking about it. Well, this changes things, folks, because this is why. If you, as a governor, and perhaps already talking to somebody about being your lieutenant governor, well, then you have to file these reports. How much your net worth is? How much is your house worth? What's the mortgage you owe on the house? This is all information that is required pursuant to these new financial disclosure acts. And again, if you'd like the numbers, MCL15.701, that's for the public officers, and candidates for office, MCL169.301. So if you're thinking about running for a political office, you might want to look up those statutes and wait for this opinion from our Attorney General, Dana Nessel, which is forthcoming due to the requests from our Secretary of State, candidate for governor, Jocelyn Benson. So I'm going to keep an eye on this story. We'll be following it. We'll see what the Attorney General's opinion is, because basically she's the top law enforcement officer of the state of Michigan. She's the one responsible for enforcing these laws and then making these candidates slash elected officials required to file this information. And I thought it was kind of interesting, that very last sentence of this story, Benson wants an opinion on whether the value of assets and liabilities must be disclosed, and if any are exempt. Like, for example, their principal residences, or maybe their investment properties. They might own a bunch of rentals, Airbnbs, God only knows, as well as investments in mutual funds, stock market. All of this was part of the Financial Disclosure Act. We talked about it when they passed it. So we'll keep an eye on it. We'll let you know what the Attorney General thinks. And then these people running, we're going to be wanting to see those financial disclosure reports and be talking about it here on the radio. So pretty interesting how this is proceeding forward in the process. Waiting for Attorney General Dana Nessel's legal opinion. Final segment of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit, such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill, let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number two. Two of my longtime listeners texting in their thoughts as I was reading that story from MERS News Service. William Hamilton down in Lapeer County. It sounds like Jocelyn Benson has something to hide. Tom Walker in Petoskey. Sounds like Benson's afraid of something coming to light that she doesn't want to come to light. Great minds think alike. I wasn't going to opine, but now that two of you have, I agree. What is it exactly Benson doesn't want people to know about her on her financial disclosure statement that might hurt her run for governor? Assets and liabilities, their values. Well, what about the fact that perhaps she has some investments that were somewhat geared toward George Soros? Some of his businesses, some of his investments. Something that would tie her to George Soros, which, as I know, and have talked about it many years on this radio program, ever since she ran for Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, her college education was paid for by George Soros. I don't know if you guys know that or not. Another Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, out in Arizona, who was in charge of the elections for governor just back in 2022, while acting as Secretary of State, running for governor against Carrie Lake, the former news reporter, young, pretty girl that Donald Trump woman, I should say, she's a girl to me because she's so young, but woman that Donald Trump endorsed. Carrie Lake lost to Katie Hobbs. The Secretary of State overseeing the election of 2022 in Arizona also got her college education paid for by who? George Soros. So this flag alert, I'm glad that came up in William Hamilton's and Tom Walker's brain as well as mine. But I didn't want to say anything during the story. I wanted to see if any of you connected the dots like I did. She's trying to hide something. Now I want to see her financial disclosure statement even more so. What is on that report that she does not want people to know about? And here's a better question. Even though she wrote a letter on March 4th, and MERS News Service actually put a link to the letter, request for an opinion from the Attorney General. Dear Attorney General Nessel, I'm writing to request an opinion from your office regarding the interpretation of the Public Officers Financial Disclosure Act, MCL 15.701, as well as the Candidate for Office Financial Disclosure Act, MCL 169.301. Specifically, I present three questions for your consideration. Question number one. Under the Public Officers Financial Disclosure Act and the Candidate for Office Financial Disclosure Act, should candidates, like officers, be required to disclose a location of income and assets where the two acts use the identical statutory language, but the Michigan Constitution includes requirements only for elected officers, not candidates? Then she goes into relevant considerations, other attorney general opinions, et cetera, blah, 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 blah. Question number two, can a value of assets be required as part of the disclosure of assets? Not just the disclosure that you own a house, but do you have to include the value? If so, which types of assets in MCL 15.701 as well as 169.307 do the exemptions from disclosure of the value of any real property or property disclosed under subsection 1, what do they include? Again, relevant considerations. Last question real quick. Can a value of liabilities be required as part of the disclosure of all liabilities? Do you actually have to include the value, how much you owe on your mortgage, or do you just get to say, I owe a mortgage? So she then gives relevant considerations for that final question as well. In conclusion, I respectfully request your formal opinion regarding these issues to allow for implementation to be advanced by May 15th, 2025, the reporting deadline. And then her hand signature on this letter, in my opinion, she has a handwriting of a 12-year-old. I've never seen her signature before. Okay, it might be electronic, so I'll give her a break. Final hour of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't